We've had a great week out here at Lions training camp, checking in with players and coaches. It's the passing game coordinator, Tanner Engstrand. He gets perspective on what's going on, throwing the ball, and probably a little more about the offense as well. Appreciate you making some time for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
So maybe people don't know your backstory. So you spent some time in the XFL, right?
Yep.
Harbaugh staff at one point back in the day. Just give people a little bit of your background and how it helped prepare you to be here on this Lions staff and what you bring to the table.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is going into year 21 or 2 or something along those lines. And yeah, I did. Started out in 2005 back at the University of San Diego for Coach Harbaugh, and was there for some years and ended up here in Michigan at the university with Coach Harbaugh there for a year, and then did the XFL, the DC team, and that was a great experience. Let me tell you, that was pretty cool. That was pretty fun. Building something from the ground zero up. Unfortunately, you know, the COVID happened and all that, and then ended up here. Had a good relationship with Hank and the running backs coach at the time, and got an opportunity here during that COVID season in 2020, and was fortunate enough to stay on with Coach Campbell when he came aboard, and just have been here. This is going on year 5 here at Detroit, and you know, we love it here.
Yeah. And you mentioned every stop along the way, right? You're trying to learn something as you work your way up the coaching ranks. Now that you're with Dan and with Ben Johnson, what is it that you've taken from them and this offense that you are making your own?
You know, I don't know whether or not it's making it my own. It's really this is the Detroit Lions offense, and I'm just a one small part of it. And, you know, really this is about having a physical offense and really being detailed and meticulous about what we do. Everything we do is intentional. You know, it's not out there just willy-nilly. Everything that happens is for a reason, and we're just trying to put our players in the best possible position to have success. And that's really the foundation of what it is, you know?
I'd love to get your perspective on Jared Goff, because when he was traded here, there was this view, hey, he's a bridge guy. He's just going to Band-Aid this for a couple years. What did we all miss? I'm throwing myself in there especially, but what did we all miss to where he has come out of this like smelling like roses?
It's a great question. I would say that Jared has really a tremendous work ethic. You know, whatever happened, he went to a Super Bowl in L.A.
Right.
You know, so it wasn't like he was a poor player or something like that. This guy had been to the one playoff games and been to the Super Bowl. And hopefully we can get back there again, you know, almost last year.
Right.
But really he's doing a great job of being a leader, holding the other players accountable to what we want and our standard. And, you know, as you continue to grow and mature as you get older, you know, maybe your perspective changes or something along those lines. But he could always throw the heck out of the football, and he's getting an opportunity to do that here as well, and he's taking advantage of every opportunity. And we trust him with everything, and so does the rest of the team.
How excited are you as a coach when, and I know that, hey, the run game's been good, but when you look at what you have offensively in the pass game, as the pass game coordinator, got one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. You've got Jahmyr Gibbs, who's an unbelievable weapon that you can use in a lot of different ways. David Montgomery, Sam Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown, now J-Mo. We'll talk about him a little bit more later, but you list off these weapons, and for you as a pass game coordinator, you just got to be drooling.
Yeah, it is. It actually ends up making it difficult for us because
there's only one ball.
There's only one ball. Everybody's got to get a piece of the pie. And for us, it's who are we going to try to feature, or when we're game planning, who's getting the ball on this play? Who are we trying to target on this play? How many carries is Gibby going to get versus how many catches? How many carries is David going to get? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, with J-Mo coming along last year, I mean, you saw some of those crossing routes last year with just the speed element that he brings to the equation is unbelievable. And, of course, you know, old faithful St. Brown just – yeah. Here he is. You know, he just does everything exactly just about how you want it. And then so it's really fun. We can be very creative, you know.
And you mentioned how many carries versus how many receptions for Jahmyr Gibbs. How much does the wear and tear of a 17-game season, obviously you're hoping for a nice playoff run, when it comes down to touches, because you want to use him to win games, but you also want him in week 17, 18 in the playoffs. How do you work that equation?
Yeah, you know, I think it just depends on the game plan. You know, there are some games where we look at it and go, you know, hey, maybe this is a David game, a little bit more in the run game. So maybe Jameer is going to be featured in this way. And, you know, it just the way the game presents itself as it goes, sometimes it just leans one way or the other. But I think every game you're going into it going, okay, we're really thinking about we want to get him this many touches if we can, you know. And where can we take advantage of the defense with his skill set on their players, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that we're necessarily holding anything back for right. down the line. We kind of – every game is important in its
Great
own right. You know, so I think that's – you know, if that makes sense.
We're talking to Lions passing game coordinator Tanner Engstrand, and some of this time of year is it builds on itself, right? So you guys had some padded practice. Next week will be joint practices, preseason – and we're looking to see how guys get better.
Yeah.
Hendon Hooker.
Yeah.
There's a huge question about the untapped potential there, where he's at in his developmental process, the lost time. As you've seen him so far, what has your assessment been?
He's made strides. You know, he's making strides, and he is not being outworked by anybody, by any stretch of the imagination. This guy, he comes into the office, he's here early every single day, putting in the time, making sure that he knows the plays, and we're just starting to see glimpses of his potential. Like, I mean, we saw a seam route yesterday. I mean, he just throws this thing on a dart in a two-minute drill, and you go, okay, there it is, you know. And then, again, it's just as we continue is for him to stack days and as he continues to become comfortable in the system and in the offense, that it's going to just continue to be more consistent and show us that potential that you know you just mentioned.
The tight end room. Ben Johnson says it is as good a tight end room as he's ever been around. When you look in that room and you talk to those guys, what are you seeing?
I completely agree with what Ben is saying. Coming from 2021, when Coach Campbell first got here, to where the roster is now, every single one of those players can contribute. Some of them have a little bit more of a blocking skill set, such as Brock, but we know he can be a presence in the pass game. And Sam has his skill set, and then you got Shane and James are working through some things there, and they both have attributes of both of those positions, you know. And so it's been really, really good. And then you get Parker and Sean have also been in this league quite a while and played, and they can contribute. So really, I think the consistency and the overall, I guess, well-roundedness of that position makes it really good for us, you know?
The offensive coaching staff, Ben Johnson, mm-hmm. Are you surprised that he ended up coming back? And just what's it like to have that continuity with him still here?
I don't know whether I'm surprised or not. I'm sure happy he did. And the staff continuity has been great. Just for all of us to be on the same page with the same exact staff going into year three into this offense, it's like you can finish each other's sentences or something like that. It's like, oh my gosh, okay, there nothing really needs to be said. It's okay, this is how we're doing it. We already know. And then everybody, as Ben said yesterday, we can all coach each other's positions almost to some degree. It's like, because we all know what's supposed to be happening in each of those positions on all those plays.
During that process, there's, and Ben talked about it, sometimes these narratives form that aren't necessarily true. It's like, is he ready to be a head coach? Does he have what it takes to be a head coach? From what you've seen, do you think, you know, he
without
has
a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Absolutely. Yeah. That's as simple as that.
What does this offensive line allow you to do in the passing game? When you have guys like Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker, who's got great experience, he just extended, but you've got veteran players up front that can block one-on-one, mm-hmm. that understand where blitzes are coming from, they've got great communication with Jared Goff. What does it allow you to do as a coordinator?
It allows you the comfort of knowing that you're not going to get the quarterback hit. You know, and then maybe you feel more comfortable being able to push the ball down the field that you might have just a tick longer, maybe that half second longer where the pocket's going to be there, where we can maybe let something develop down the field. You know, I think that is something. And then third down is a whole different animal with picking up pressures and those types of things. But just to what you said, yeah. The guys have seen it. They're very experienced. They're well-rounded. I don't know that there's a blitz maybe that they haven't seen or something similar to that. So when we get into those game plan situations, it's like they can handle the adjustments that we need, and we feel comfortable that we're going to be able to keep Jared upright so that he can deliver the ball to the playmakers.
And five-man protections, I remember, I used to hate those because you are exposed. You are one-on-one. You got to win your matchup. Somebody's going to get a double team. It's generally inside. But it does provide that opportunity to send five guys out. And with the guys that we just mentioned, how do you defend it?
It's hard.
It's not. It's not the answer that you're trying to come up with.
Darn if you do, darn if you don't, really, right. Defensively. If we want to bring six or try to attack the man side of the protection where you've got the tackle, he's got to take two and those types of things, maybe they want to attack that. But, again, that's where it comes in for us as coaches, knowing where those pressures are and to put the quarterback into a situation. Maybe he's got to flip that protection. But that's hard. If we can get five out with the five players that we do have, well, really more than five, but the ones that we had talked about, that can create some issues for the defense, definitely.
Is this Fountain Buzz, how real is this? People are talking about him maybe sneaking into that wide receiver three or, being a guy that people weren't counting on before the season. What's his impact been early in practice?
It's been really nice. He's come a long way for us since he got here, and he just continues to show his physical ability, his explosiveness, his length in the pass game, making some of these catches out here on the sideline where he's going up in full extension and making those plays. He's had a really nice camp, and we're excited to continue to see where that goes throughout the rest of this preseason.
I know that he's dinged up right now, but Sione Vaki, how do you envision being able to use him in the offense? That's a guy that, when he was drafted, everybody's looking at, okay, we're trusting Brad Holmes because of all of the picks that he's been able to make. How do you envision using him offensively?
Yeah, well, speaking of like his skill set, he has a little bit of a hybrid of David and Jameer, where he has the ability in the pass game, but he's also thick and physical and strong, where he can pound it between the tackles if need be. And his development is just continuing to go and get better every single day. As he's fairly new to the position, coming from Utah, where he played a lot of safety. Yeah. And so he's continuing to just learn every day. He's picking up something new every single day. And so I think it's going to be really really valuable for him in this preseason to get in these games and get these live reps for him, and then we'll figure out as we go where everything fits in for him.
Last thing, when we Google you, that's not you. How do we get your picture to show up on Google? Who do I got to talk to? Because we got to fix this for you.
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know who you talk to.
Who is this guy? That's not you.
Yeah, that's Jesse Giambra. He's Coach Campbell's direct assistant, and he does a lot of stuff for us. Jesse's a great guy, and I don't know what happened.
Google, if you're hearing this, let's get Tanner's photo when you search his name. We appreciate your time, and of course, this season's going to be an exciting one for fans to follow. So thank you.
Absolutely, thank you so much. It's a pleasure and an honor to come on the show, and we're excited to push forward here through the preseason, heading into the season.
Tanner Engstrand, passing game coordinator. It's 97.1.